Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
Feeling insecure? What if you could grab a dongle and physically and literally lock down your Facebook account? Facebook makes it so.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So Facebook is giving users a new way to keep their network accounts secure. Last week, it announced it was introducing a new form of two-factor authentication that relies on actual hardware dongles, a physical key, in addition to passwords. Let's get the very latest from the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Oliveres-Giles, who is patching in from our San Francisco bureau. Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
So this kind of brings a metaphor alive. Maybe we can psychologically rest easier knowing we can physically lock something up securely. Because this is new for some people. It's an actual key, and security keys are becoming more common, but still new to some. Can you walk us through how it actually works?
Yeah, basically, Facebook and really most tech companies offer something called two-factor authentication. Mm-hmm. And typically, what that means is after you've put in, your username and your password to log into whatever account that you have online, if you have two-factor turned on, that company will send you a specific code that's different every single time, mm-hmm, to your phone or to an email address or something like that.
A lot of offices use it. Right, exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. A lot of offices use it. And then you use that to get into your account. Now, the idea here really is that if for some reason someone had your password and your username, they wouldn't be able to get into your account because they wouldn't also have your phone or access to your email or whatever it might be, right?
Right.
So this is definitely something that we always recommend people do. The difference here with what Facebook is doing is now they're offering two-factor authentication that uses what are called security keys, physical security keys, as an option to the text message generated code. So a lot of people use these sorts of keys to generate specific codes when they're logging into their VPN through work. You might see people carry these on their keychains. The ones that Facebook are actually using are a different type. They can plug into a USB port on a laptop. It's called a USB security key. Mm-hmm. And the other sort is called an NFC security key. And what that does is it communicates with a wireless chip built into certain Android smartphones. So this is something that will work on Facebook when you log into the site via their mobile website or their desktop website, but so far not their mobile apps, which are far more popular.
I see. But how much do they go for?
On Amazon, you can find them anywhere from $10 to $50.
Okay.
But usually, if you want a good one, you're probably going to spend around $15 to $25. It's a new idea for a lot of people. It's something that you see commonly in the corporate world and for folks who really, really care about security. And you might wonder, well, I'm just a regular person using Facebook. Why would I want to use this?
Right.
And what Facebook is basically saying is that, for people who might not have access to a smartphone, but still want to use Facebook and still want to use two-factor authentication, or maybe for people who have text messages that just aren't really the most stable or reliable through their, telephone carrier. This might be people in emerging markets or someone who's just, paranoid and worried about the security of the text messages they get, which is a fair concern for some. It's an option, definitely.
We're talking about Facebook's new security keys. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business. It's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening. So, Nathan, rounding this out, because along with this, Facebook redesigned its privacy basic pages, right? So what's new within those guidelines?
Yeah, so basically, on Facebook's website for a while now, they've had a section called Privacy Basics. And this basically just explains to all users, what sort of controls and options you have for login security, which two-factor is a part of, privacy settings, advertising settings. Facebook also has a thing called Privacy Checkup. You might have seen it in the past, pop-up with a cute little blue dinosaur.
Yeah.
And basically, they redesigned that section of their website really to make it more attractive and easier to use. And, in checking it out, I got to say, I think it is easier to use and easier to understand. It's still a bit confusing at times. Facebook is notoriously not the best and most transparent with their privacy settings and what they're doing with your data. But these are steps that really are going in the right direction.
Yeah, if nothing else, they certainly stay on top of things. So there's that. Nathan, thank you as always.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Oluwadeyes-Giles. Covers all things tech for the Journal. You want to make sure you follow his stories at WSJ.com. That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.